You know, God has really blessed Eden Valley. Sometimes when you're at a ministry, it's kind of hard to keep a global focus. You kind of get local. But Eden Valley is fortunate enough that we have ministries or outposts that you would call that are directly related to Eden Valley that were started either by staff or students. And Roger and Barbara have been staff here off and on several times and have gone to India to start this work. And so it's nice to have a global aspect to the work at Eden Valley because it keeps us in mind that this is a worldwide mission work. Eden Valley is a self-supporting ministry of the Seventh-day Adventist Church. We work together with the church. We support the objectives and goals of the church, and the Rocky Mountain Conference president is on our board. I think that in the last days, we are told that the lay people, which we are at in this ministry, need to join hands together with the church and support the church and help to finish the work. In fact, it says that the work will not be done unless and until this happens. And so we've been really blessed since the last convention. We did suffer one big loss. Our president, who also was a conference appointed pastor of this church, the conference kidnapped him and took him to pastor a church about 3 hours away. And but while he was here, one of these outpost missions started in Zimbabwe. And so he's going to be giving a report on that. Aside from our missions, we have a lifestyle program. God has really, really blessed. We've been very busy. And, you know, every time we have a session, we do what we call trust and healing. And that's an hour worship first thing in the morning, where we present the topic of salvation. You know, many people, when they face a health crisis, they start wondering about what's going to happen. They start wondering about what's going to happen when they die. They start wondering what's going to, you know, what if they didn't believe in God, they start wondering if there is a God. And so during this session, in fact, when you do your evaluation, when they do evaluation, a lot of times they say that this is like their favorite part of the day. The other thing we do is what we call biblical response living. And Kate Schreifer, our doctor's wife, she does one-on-one counseling with our lifestyle guests. And last year, I had asked her to sort of keep track of people, how many people took Bible studies, how many people gave their lives to God, how many people became believers in God, and they were in the hundreds. And this year, she didn't keep track, but I know every session, she's giving multiple Bible studies. She's given out hundreds of our literature. She has referred many people to local churches from where they come from. And so it truly is not just our bread and butter, which it is. Our lifestyle center generates enough income to cover the operations expenses for all of Eden Valley. But it also is a ministry. And, you know, when people come here and they're sick, they're open, even if they're atheists. They start asking questions. And Kate could come up here and she could be just like Roger. She could be an hour sharing testimonies. And so we're really thankful that God has given the health message. Our farm, Ignacio Perez, our farm manager, he's back on the technical table. And he is probably the best organic farmer I have ever met in my life. And my dad used to think that he was. But he used to have huge gardens too, and that's what we used to do for family recreation. After a day of work, after supper, that was our family recreation, and I hated gardening. But Ignacio has made a believer out of me, and we have four farmers markets in the area, and we're doing very, very well. Aside from that, we have a store which will be open tonight for 1 hour. after sundown, after tonight's meeting, and it'll be open tomorrow morning also. And our store manager, Linda Gregory, back there, she has grown our store by 62%, 68% in the last 3 years. And but she's working too much. I told her that we can just grow by 25%. But, you know, what this shows, and we also started an education program August 5th. And we have a wonderful group of students that are here to learn about how to do medical missionary work. And from the comments that I hear, they're all so inspired. And they're ready to go. Every time they hear about a mission, they're ready to go there. And so this is what we want. We want medical missionaries. We want missionaries of all the students that come through here, whether they stay at home and do outreach in their church, or whether they go overseas, or wherever they go, we want to make missionaries out of all of them. And so if you have ever wanted to learn how to be a medical missionary, come. We would love to have you come. It doesn't matter how old you are, you can learn to be a medical missionary. But one thing, really the biggest blessing that I receive here is our staff. We're not real huge. We have about 38 people, actual full-time staff. And it's small enough that we're a family. But it's not too small that we're in each other's way. And the thing that I really appreciate is that as a family, we're united in our goals and in what we want to do for God. And truly, they are here as missionaries too. And so that's probably the biggest blessing that I get, is to work with these people who's like a family, but, you know, sometimes families tell you things that you don't want to hear, that they shouldn't say, but we're not family enough for them to do that. And so, but we're family enough to be united and to have common goals and common objectives. And our ultimate goal, of course, is to do the work that God gives us to do right here. Whether we're reaching people around the world who come here to us, or whether we go out to them. And there's a statement that I read not too long ago where Ellen White says that these kinds of institutions need to be established for the purpose of our people having some place to go to when that little time of trouble comes. Have you guys read that? You know, that our people that are living in cities, that are living in areas, when the little time of trouble comes, they need to get out of the cities. They need to come to sanctuaries, refugees. Not refugees. What do you call them? Yeah, that. And so we're kind of thinking about what that looks like, what that would look like, because if you look around the world, you know that it's coming soon, right? And so we want to prepare Eden Valley to be a refuge and a sanctuary for the people that need to flee the cities and persecution. But so we're kind of looking at that to see, okay, what do we need to do? What does that look like? And so we want to do whatever it is that is our mission that God has given us to do to prepare for His soon coming. Thank you so much. Amen.